Hello and welcome to the LCI podcast. My name is Justin Hutchison. I'm the online pastor and media director here at Life Church. And today we are so incredibly excited to relaunch the LCI podcast. And I say we with excitement because today we're joined with our new co-hosts of the LCI podcast, associate pastors Miranda Sullivan and Joseph Gleaves. How are you guys feeling?
Great.
Feeling good.
So yeah? Excited.
Yep, super excited for this.
Yes.
I am so incredibly excited. Not only do we have more co-hosts, but we might have more variety of input. It's going to be a great opportunity to get more guests on and just get a more wide range of topics to throw into the LCI podcast that hits us home.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Not so... We'll have theological stuff, we'll have scriptures, we'll have uplifting encouragement and stuff like that, but just stuff that the everyday man or woman deals with,
whether
a parent or in the workforce or whatever, just kind of hit home.
Be relevant.
Mm-hmm. Relevant.
Yeah.
That's good.
We want to be relevant.
We want to be relevant. We never not want to be relevant.
Right. Cool.
We want to be cool. We want to be cool and
now,
hip.
Now.
All right. Well, I thought today being January 1st, New Year's, we are recording it on January 1st.
We are.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. We are in 2025. Here we are.
Yeah, it's the new year.
How do you feel about that?
Feel good.
Yeah.
Tired from staying up late last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy fireworks and everything.
Yeah.
But I think no one was more tired but my little guy. He was dead. But, yeah, new year, 2025. But with that comes something called resolutions, and it's a mixed feeling word.
Sure.
Some people have, you know, look at it with optimism. Some people look at it with just a scowl in their look and, you know, just
disgust
and anger and frustration.
We have some of those people in our homes.
Yeah. So I thought we would just talk about resolutions and maybe this new year, new me kind of concept that a lot of people deal with. Let's just break it down. Do any of you have New Year's resolutions for 2025?
I don't want to be the negative Nancy here. I don't like New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I don't like them, and it's from a traditional point of view, because traditionally resolutions are made and you're expecting something to happen overnight. You know, you're like, I'm going to do this and this. I just feel like you're putting off what you could do today. You're being somewhat procrastinating.
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily a person that falls into that often. I'm a planner and all of that type of thing. So you would think I would like New Year's resolutions, but I just kind of feel like it's oh, I'm going to get crucified for this. It's an excuse to not work on yourself sooner.
Sure.
So
I can see that.
And I don't think everybody who sets these goals for their life and that type of thing are like that. Mm-hmm. I set goals, don't get me wrong, but I'm not a big fan of resolutions. So that's my take. I'm so sorry.
Joseph, anything? You got anything?
Yeah, I think for me, it's more of like, you know, if I look at the new year, you know, I'm like, this is generally what I want to do. So for me, it's like, get better in this area, that area, you know, nothing like I want to reach this specific goal by this specific time, which, you know, I don't know if you guys heard of the acronym SMART goals, which the first letter is specific. I'm pretty sure. But for me, I just like generally this is what I'd like to do with
this
year.
And that works better for you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure. And I think for me too, it kind of comes from a place of fear. It's like, oh, well, I've said I'm going to do this by this time before and it didn't work. So, you know, maybe I should, you know, but I'm also really tough on myself too. So, which I'm sure a lot of people out there are.
A lot of people are.
Yeah.
I think some of us to some degree are pretty tough on ourselves.
Yeah.
You're your own worst critic.
Your worst critic.
You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
So, and fear of failure, that's a big deal.
Big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing. And I mean, it can be a deterrent to even try.
Yeah.
You know, you failed before.
Yeah. And there's that term, analysis paralysis, where you like analyze something so much that you don't even start, you know, and that's something that you don't want to happen. You rather at least try,
right?
You know, and maybe fail or maybe not get there when you wanted to,
right?
Rather than just not do anything at all,
you
know, just like wait till the timing's perfect before you start, you know?
Yeah, picking it apart.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And I think too, like even as you're talking, I'm thinking kind of almost self-aware of some of the things that I've set up for myself goal-wise. And I really kind of lean into, you know, the Monday thing. Like, oh, on Monday we can start this, or on, you know, the first of the month, let's do this budget, you know, that type of thing. So without, I mean, it's kind of hypocritical because I'm saying I don't believe in resolutions, but I think that that's such a good point is I am analysis paralysis because I'm writing it all down, getting all my spreadsheets all taken care of, right? You know, all the people in the room that like calendars are with me kind of, but at the same time, I can schedule myself to death.
Yeah.
You know, so that's because I'm really trying to analyze everything so perfectly. Mm-hmm. Life is not going to go that way.
It's just true. Not. Yeah.
Well, I not to completely be off from what Miranda was saying, I am for resolutions.
Oh, good.
New Year's
we got
resolutions.
All kinds of opinions.
I love, you know, starting the year fresh with a mindset of something I wanted to achieve.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do I always achieve it? No. Very little times do I ever fully achieve to the point to where I want to hit, but I see it as an opportunity just to attempt to get better. And then also realign the priorities in my life of what I actually want to achieve or what I want to change. It kind of highlights it. It almost like takes the blinders off of all the craziness of the year and refocuses me and puts me on a different track, the track that I originally started on. And to tell you the truth, my 2025 looks a little different than my 2024 resolutions. Mm-hmm. You know, life
That's
happens.
A good point. Yeah.
A lot of life happens in a year. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think a lot, but life happens in a year. And it's just a way to realign myself. You know, I personally, I have some resolutions. I want to read more. Maybe not to David Bernard.
Part
of
that.
It. Did you see that?
Yes.
121 books.
121 books in a year. Yeah, maybe not that. Maybe I get down to like maybe 5 or 10, but you know, that's more than what I ever did. I don't typically read. And so I grew up not reading. And so, I mean, I read and write, but like reading a book.
I never read. I
don't even know how to read. I don't know my alphabet at all.
You're choking me up. Yeah.
But that's part of it. Part of me is I want to get physically fit. You know, I lost my drive to get to the gym this year. That was something that I just kind of went away. And now being a business owner and operator, where I'm doing all the physical labor and stuff like that, I've noticed I need to keep myself in shape. You know, so yesterday or the day before, we went and picked up a bench press and throw it in the garage. I still have yet to fight with my wife to figure out where to put it, but it will be put somewhere in the garage.
Yeah.
But yeah, just little things like that just to put me on that right. But that's just another way of me just, I don't know. I know I'm going to probably fail, but I'm okay with that because I know that at least I'm down that trajectory path of making myself better. And I never want to be just complacent and give up and say, I don't want to achieve myself a greater goal in my life or to better myself in my life.
How do you get past, because you were saying earlier, and I want to pinpoint this. You said that I like to make them every year. It doesn't mean I always achieve them.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I don't. How do you get past that? So I think for me, I'm kind of going into your fear theory.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like, please answer.
Ooh,
that's
a good question. How do you get past that? Like to not feel like I can't do this now.
I'm
2025.
I'm not looking at the failing. I'm looking at the starting, the effort that I put in. I'm one of those people. I will just put the effort in. If it fails, it fails. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna try. I'm gonna put my hardest in. You know, when I started this business 2 years ago, like there was a big opportunity to fail. Now, like a lot of pest control businesses, statistically, they don't make it through the first 2-3 years.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't happen, you know?
Wow.
And so
okay.
I looked at it and saw the potential of what it could be and how it could better my life and my family's life. And I said, you know what, I'll take the risk. So maybe I'm a risk taker, but when it comes to goals like that, I just, you know, I see, I don't, it, maybe it's naivety, maybe it's just naive, but I just don't really, it doesn't hurt me if I fail. It hurts me if I don't try. You know,
that'll preach.
That's good.
It'll hurt me if I don't ever put the effort in to make myself better.
Yeah.
Because I know in my mind, in my heart, it will bother me that I could be so much more.
Yeah.
And if I don't put the effort in, then, you know, I'm doing myself a disjustice.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it.
That's
you know,
beautiful.
And,
I love that.
And my wife, she's kind of the same way. You know, she always goes on this health trip, you know, the first of the year, and she's already done it. And so she's looking at what she eats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It affects me too, but, you know, probably for the better as much as I want to regret it. But yeah, it's just, I guess I see the failing as a possibility, but it doesn't discourage me because I know that at least I tried.
Yeah. That actually,
at least I put my effort.
That reminds me of something because it's been a couple of years now, but my mom is a life coach. And like when she was going through like the certification she needed to get, she was like kind of telling me about some of the things that she's learning, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you set goals, she was talking about this, instead of saying like, well, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I didn't do, like, look at what you did do and almost like verbally tell yourself, well, I got this done, I did that, I did this.
Okay.
And it changes your mindset on like, instead of what you didn't accomplish, you're looking at what you did accomplish, even if it's not like where necessarily where you want it to end up. Right. Like you're still way further ahead than when you started. So
that's good. Yeah.
That ties right into like,
well, maybe also, you know, I look at my goal in life is to be the next bodybuilder Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
And I try to go for him, right? And that's my goal. But through the journey, I find little things that like, oh, I don't eat the healthiest, or oh, I don't move as much as I probably should in the day. And even though I don't become that bodybuilder, I have benefited in my life and highlighting things that I wouldn't have normally seen down that journey that highlights itself. So, and like maybe how it affects your family relationship, you know, maybe, you know, maybe one of your goals is spend more time at home with your family, or, you know, more devotion and Bible with your family. And you do this and you realize, oh, maybe I don't know the word as much as I should, okay. Or maybe, you know, it kind of highlights those things. And so that's just how I kind of look at it. It probably is. I'm just naive, but you know, it just doesn't scare me to fail, because it's what hurts me if I fail. I'm the same as what I was.
Right.
I didn't get any worse. If anything, I might have gotten a little better.
That's true. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think that's a God-given mindset right there. I think God gave that to you, because that's what He wants for all of His children.
Yeah.
To not be scared, to just try.
Try.
That's what He asks us to do.
Be smart about it. If it affects you negatively or something like that. But I feel like most New Year's resolutions are to help you grow and benefit you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think a lot of times people don't really probably have a good understanding of even just the things that we've talked about today. And so they make these, you know, enormous resolutions and they want it done so quickly. And obviously, because of that, I would say a pretty high percentage fail. I mean, I don't know exactly, but I would say that
statistically 9% make it, 90% don't.
Yeah.
All right.
At least Google said that.
That's per Google.
Per Google.
And so, and so I think, you know, did those 9% have what it takes to set the resolution correctly? Is that why they succeeded?
Right.
You know, or do they have the mindset that you do?
Or are they just stubborn?
Or do
that
they
could
like
be it.
They want to look at failures.
Yeah, and I think too, like, we want stuff so fast now.
That's results.
Crazy.
That's
I want to walk into the gym and come out.
Yeah.
Yes.
The best
exactly.
I've ever
Absolutely.
Yeah. Doesn't happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I had a salad today. Why am I the same way?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. We talk about that all the time.
You didn't get it and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just give up.
Yeah.
And I like how you said that earlier, that there's going to be side effects of you being on a journey. And that's negative and positive, right?
Yeah.
So the side effect of trying something positive, trying to do something positive in your life. I know I was having some health problems a year ago, and so I made some changes in my life. And a side benefit of that is I am gaining strength, and I am, you know, much more physically able to go on hikes and walk and do all of these things because I'm taking care of what affects the inside, you know. So that I think that leads a lot to wanting to encourage people just in general, I guess, if we're wanting to be relevant and saying like, set your goals. Set your goals where you have to reach for the stars, but also be okay with landing on the moon, you know, something like that.
And I think being real with yourself. And so, like, I guess that comes to another question or topic. How do we set goals or things, specific goals that affect us positively but might be different from somebody else? But how do we visualize those things? How do we see those things? How do we set those things? Because sometimes I can look at it and I can get a little crazy with my goals. I want to be a millionaire within a year kind of thing, you know. And you know, that's just not gonna happen. But just being realistic, but at the same time, how do we not overwhelm ourselves with so many things, but just dial it down to the specific resolution?
Have you ever heard of reverse engineering goals? Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever? So that's something that I've heard, like, our CEO, the company I work at, say. So, like, he takes, you know, it could be a massive goal and then, like, breaks it down into all the steps to get there. So I don't know if you've ever heard either, but I've heard people talk about their, eulogy, I think is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Like what they want the end of their life to look like and then how they get to be that person.
Wow. Okay.
So like almost like step by step, how do I get there? And it, you know, but the thing too, you got to look at is like the timeline of like how long realistically is this going to take me from where I am now, you know, and just like bit by bit, like first I need to accomplish this small goal, then this small goal, then this small goal, and I'm like getting closer and closer to the big thing, you know?
Right, and being really honest with yourself, your capability,
you know what you can
what
do.
You can take on. That's that's a hard thing.
Yeah,
being like, I can't really, you know, I would love to say I'm going to read my Bible and pray, and my devotion time is going to be 3 hours a day.
Yeah,
you know. Unfortunately, I've built my life where that's not there.
You don't do 3 hours a day?
you know, but I think if that's something that I want to do,
100%.
I need to break that down and say, okay, what are you doing right now? What does that look like?
Yep.
And when you skip a day, it doesn't mean, it's over. I give up. You know, that type of thing. I saw, I don't know if it was a... there's so many things that happen in our daily lives, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, commercials, you know, ads. But I saw something about this lady. She was pouring her cup had milk. It was a gallon of milk, and she was pouring it. And she said, this is you saying, oh, well, I didn't eat good enough this morning, so just forget it. And she just poured, she had spilt just a little bit of milk outside the cup. She just poured the whole gallon out on the table.
Oh,
she was
man,
like, the milk's no good now. It's no good because I spilt a drop. And I thought,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, and I've it's kind of stuck with me. And so when I have a day that maybe I have too much gluten or too many carbs or something, and it is affecting me or my blood sugar or something like that, then I'm like, this is not the normal.
Yeah.
This was a maybe I made a wrong decision. And so we're going to try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm going to try again at the next meal, or I'm going to try again starting now, you know, which again, it's kind of feeding my don't be a procrastinator. Don't try to put off what I can do right now. And my husband, obviously we've been together a very long time. So after 23 years of marriage, we think a lot alike and you know, he's the same way. He's like, I'm not going to put off what I can, you know, start today. You know?
I heard him say that Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. When he was speaking.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, we say that all the time. I should say it on the podcast. But yeah, I mean, I think that's important is having realistic goals. And then my thing I was going to mention is having accountability.
Yeah.
And maybe if you don't mind, I would like to take it just a little bit farther. And I think we need mentors in our life.
Yeah.
Because if I have just an accountability partner, then what happens is I start hiding my failure.
Yeah.
From the person who's supposed to be helping me remain accountable. But if I have a mentor, I've had the opportunity and the privilege to be mentored by many wonderful people. And all of them have this in common. And that is when you fail, they love you through it.
Sure.
And they don't judge you for it. And they don't, you know, smush you even further down in the dirt.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, my gym trainer will.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you're just my accountability partner. You are not a mentor. But I think it's important to have a mentor.
Somebody
that if I'm trying to achieve a goal and I see that you've already achieved that goal or something similar, hey, you know, could maybe we, you know, have a phone call once a month? Could we talk about this? Could I lay out my plan, my business plan to you and see if that's kind of similar to how you did it when you started?
Yep.
You know, things of that nature. Or, hey, your mom's a life coach. That's something that I've been wanting to do. You know, could maybe I get her phone number? Could
you like talk to you her, like you know? Delegate your conversations to like the people that, you know, are where you want to be in a certain area. Like I've always thought that before. And I'm like, you know, they're financially, that's where I want to be financially. So I need to talk to them. Right. Or like they're what I want to be physically. So I need to talk to this person. Yeah. And here lately, like it hasn't been happening. Like I haven't been, you know, talking to all these different people, but like that's
new me.
Yeah. That's something that's so beneficial is like, you see the person that's there. And, you know, I've heard this quote here lately, like, you know, whoever's on a mountaintop didn't just fall there, right? They had
take
a journey to get there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, Mount Everest, there's Sherpas that,
Sherpas,
who know the terrain, mm-hmm. know like mistakes you can make that you can avoid making to get to where you want to be at the top of the mountain,
sure.
right? So like talking to those people, like you said, mentors that have more life experience than you or more experience in that certain area than you.
What did you take in your knapsack up to the top of that mountain?
Like
what was your survival?
And being humble enough to recognize like
that's it.
I'm not
that hit it right there.
It's
on the
pride.
Head.
Yeah. When I started this business, I told myself, it was like, I'm never gonna get to a point to where I'm so prideful that I don't want to take suggestions or even criticism at times, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I surround myself with previous business owners, some even in the same industry that I know that used to be in the industry. And I've talked to them and they become a little bit more of a mentor to me. And I can look at them and be like, I'm a business owner. It's my business. I've been in the business, the situation for 10 years. Like I know my stuff, you know, I can do the job, but to tell you the truth, I've never ran the business. I don't know the back end of things. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah, just
you know,
again being honest with yourself.
You know, I have to swallow some pride sometimes.
That's so good.
And go and say, hey, man, I got a question for you, or can you give me some advice? Or and it has to be people that you trust, obviously.
Yeah.
And you just know that will do you know right by you. But you know, surrounding yourself, like you said, with people who have gone that journey and have hit the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, they get benefited as well. They get to see the growth in you. They see the growth in you. It's something they can find, you know.
Fulfillment in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and then you can be a mentor later down the road.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's neat. And that's really, really neat to be able to give back what you feel like is important to you in one way or another. And and God opens the door like that without even sometimes we realizing, you know, it's not as if I've labeled, you know, people, my mentors sometimes, sometimes I have. And then other times, you know, people that have come to me, we just have this relationship where we just like to meet for coffee every now and then and talk, you know, and it's not anything that has to be real official, but it is something where I take so much fulfillment and joy in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and seeing, oh, this is why so-and-so loved it when I came to her.
Yeah.
And I asked her questions, oh, about music. I mean, I feel that way a lot about music is, you know, I'm supposed to know everything. And so when I don't, I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm not that good. You know, you think I'm better than I am. I just had this conversation on Sunday with someone. And I think that helps though to make sure that I'm keeping my pride in check and not letting that temptation, pride of life, reign control over what God has talented us all. We all have our talents and our gifts, what God has given us. If you have the ability to run a business and God's given you that, you being open, I mean, we're kicking the enemy in the teeth, you know, basically saying like, this is what God has called me to do.
Right.
It doesn't have to be behind a pulpit. You know, God calls us in many different areas.
For sure.
You know, and look at all the people that you're helping through a service that's needed that seems so just mediocre in the idea of it's pest.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you don't understand. I'm coming in contact with people.
Right.
You know, and I feel like I'm totally taking us off.
It's like another way to serve people.
Yeah. Yes, I'm serving people. And that's the greatest resolution of all.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Is to love and serve people.
So not only does a great mentor give you advice and give you, but you get to have coffee at the same time.
You get coffee. Yeah. And a lot of times your mentor will pay for it.
Yeah, a lot of times they will. That's when you go to the expensive place.
Yeah. Like, I'll meet you at that one.
You don't do
there.
The McDonald's coffee. No. You do like a Starbucks or something.
Yes. Yeah. If I pay, it's Circle K caramel macchiato.
Oh, Circle K. Out of the machine.
Circle
right
K is pretty good. I'll tell you what.
It is, actually. It's a great coffee.
They have like the fridge with creamers in it.
Yeah. Or you're like kind of being sketchy and use the sugar that you pour out and everybody else uses that, you're like, I don't know, I'll pray before I do this.
Bless this coffee.
Bless the coffee.
Yeah.
No, so yeah, so set attainable goals is good. Having a mentor is great. And then, you know, basing your goals off of, you know, being honest with yourself and what truly is needed, what truly matters. And then getting prepared.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself mentally. Physically, emotionally, because change is never easy.
No, it's not.
Oh my goodness. And so if you can help the process by preparing yourself, like today I'm going to start preparing myself so that I can start the actual change, if you will. Well, mm-hmm. what's happening is if you're preparing yourself now, you're starting the change
yep.
now.
Yep. This new year, I want to be more organized in my business. And so I'm devoting all of Friday to clean out my truck, organize it, get everything ready mm-hmm. so that I can start the new year, hopefully prepping myself to be down that road.
Yeah.
And so it's just like the little things that you do that add up to big things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard work.
It is. Yeah. It's hard work. It's worth it. It takes a long time to create a habit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But once you get it down, you get it going, maybe it'll benefit your life and not only yourself, but maybe your family and those around you. And
yeah, no,
you're
okay.
happier.
Maybe I will make resolutions.
Yeah, maybe.
Your kind of resolutions.
Came around.
we'll have a podcast in 2026.
Maybe I won't be afraid.
I made resolutions.
Yeah.
You won't be afraid and I'll make them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on our first relaunch episode of the LCI podcast.
Yes, yeah. I'm excited.
It's been awesome.
Of course.
I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be good.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on the LCI podcast.
You can listen more on our Apple Podcast or Spotify, and be sure to subscribe on our YouTube channel, Life Church Presents, for more future content.
Again, thank you, and we'll see you next time.